She says window. You think that song would have made it to number one if she said window?
Or winders?
Winders.
It has stayed on number one on multiple charts. Yes. Pop, country, rock.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Here this morning at Rose in the House, talking windows, winders, or windows. However you'd like to pronounce it, they are the weak link to the efficiency and comfort of your house, home, castle, or cabin. No question about it. And I promised when we got back we'd talk about glazing options, but it's my show, so I can pivot. Before we go to glass, Sal, you had a comment in the article about these black frames and how critical it is to take a hard look at the warranties the different manufacturers are putting on the different window products, all done in black. Can we touch on that just a little bit before we go to glass?
Sure. You know, it's really not specific to black. It's you got to take a look at the warranties. The manufacturing companies change their warranties often.
We interesting.
They really do.
Do they make the old warranty retroactive?
No. So typically, I haven't seen the old warranty change. It's just changing the warranty from today moving forward.
Okay.
So
all right.
They do change it all the time. We have a writer that reads up on them all the time, and they'll come notify us of any changes that we need to notify the homeowner on. It's, again, not just specific to the black. We really want to make sure that the product that we're selling the homeowner is going to withstand the time. So we want to make sure that there is going to be a good warranty for that product.
Okay. So before buying your windows, take a hard look at the small print.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And we read it all the time just to make sure.
So as promised, I did say we'd go from frame to talk glass a little bit. Because we were talking about the window on the whole, every component of the window, every component of the whole. You've got the frame, you've got the glass. If it's an operable window, you've got the hardware, you've got the weatherproof, you've got the weep holes. Let's talk about glass, because that's absolutely the biggest component of any one window.
Absolutely. So glass today, I'm sure everyone's heard low E. Low E is the energy efficiency chemical that makes the window energy efficient. It is applied to the inside of the glass. You can't scratch it. You can't touch it. You wash your windows like normal. The low E comes in various different stages. It's typically on surface 2, which means it's on the inside piece, the inside pane of the outside piece of glass. Many different manufacturing companies offer a different low E. So they say. They basically take a 3-coat low E, slap their own name on it, call it low E X or Z, whatever it may be, and it's the same piece of glass as a different manufacturing companies. The low E, like I said, comes in various different stages. So when I figure out what's going to be best for the homeowner, I talk to them about, are they... do they care if there's a slight reflectiveness to the glass? Typically, your low E is going to be reflectiveness outward. That's how it works. From the outside looking in, you're going to see a reflective. Go ahead.
Do we have a contest with HOAs there?
Yes. So there is technology's best without pushing the envelope. And that means you're going to be at 3 coats low E and argon and nothing more.
Okay.
And that's what all of most of the HOAs allows.
They're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Once you start pushing the envelope, then you have a 4th coat low E, or you have a gray piece of glass, something like that. You can get more energy efficient than the technology's best without pushing the envelope. However, you really sacrifice the hue of the glass and the amount of light coming through. Going from technology's best without pushing the envelope to the absolute end of the envelope, there's only a 7% difference in energy efficiency. So your glass could look extremely blue, like what you would see on the beach, in California, that really blue glass, versus the normal glass today, and it's a 7% difference.
Okay. And I talked about the cheap piece of junk window we were putting in the 60s and 70s, single pane.
Mm-hmm.
I still think old-fashioned. R value as opposed to U value. Mm-hmm. I still haven't got U value cemented in my brain. But R value homeowners equates to a material's resistance to pass a temperature change through it. And aluminum is 1800% less efficient than wood. So I always told people, if you want the most efficient window you can get, you'll go wood, you'll go with a clad wood to keep it zero maintenance on the outside, and then you'll go dual pane with a low E glass.
Correct.
That's budget busting.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people, but that's the best window you can buy.
For longevity, I think that the fiberglass product has a better longevity than some of the aluminum clad products out there. The aluminum clads, you definitely have to, they have a lot of maintenance. You have to stay on top of it. Versus a fiberglass product, there's little to no maintenance on that product.
And there's one brand that sticks out in my mind.
We know
when it comes to fiberglass, and that's the Pella Impervia. It's bulletproof, it's sunproof, it's thermally stable.
It's not bulletproof. Let's not do that.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Okay. It's not bulletproof.